Hi, I'm Liz Kennedy.
This is Al Hurt.
I'm Lauren Daigle.
I'm Neil Sedaka.
This is Ingrid Michaelson. You are listening to The Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Very excited to have singer-songwriter Liz Kennedy back with us on the podcast. Hi, Liz.
Hi, how are you, Ken?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
Now, so far, you have, I want to just jump right into the Christmas music. You've released three Christmas-themed singles. Is that the best way that you would describe them?
I think that's a very interesting question, because I don't think they really qualify as a Christmas carol or Christmas music, but they do. I don't know. What makes them different?
Well, I think that they're unique and they're original and they're stories that almost autobiographical from you that you wouldn't hear from anyone else, and they take place around the holidays, or they have elements of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that really makes them at least Christmas themed. I mean, Winter Wonderland doesn't mention Christmas, but people associate it with that. And there are lots of others. Last year was Lizzie's Christmas Sleigh, which is probably of the three Christmas themed songs you've released, that's probably the most right on target Christmas song.
I sure tried to make it more Christmas. It's very hard for me for some reason.
Well, and this is something that, well, they're all, like I said, they're all autobiographical, but this is something that really happened to you.
Yes, definitely. It's a definitely real story that I've carried with me since I was probably six on my father's shoulders when we went out to see if we could see Santa. And lo and behold, I did. I'm not sure if my father caught it, but I still remember it. And I came back in the house telling people I saw the sleigh. And I think I was slightly disappointed in the reaction that they weren't as, I mean, what I was saying was pretty incredible. I had seen the sleigh and, oh, good, Liz. You know, it wasn't, it was a monumental thing to me. Does it make me believe in Santa? Probably more. Yeah. But it was a great memory. So I did try and recreate that in the song. And then I had fun with that song because I took the titles or lines from Christmas carols and made my own Christmas carol out of saying Deck the Hall, fa la la, whatever. But it's not those songs, but I used the words and made my own sort of chorus Christmas carol. And I had fun doing that.
Was there anything in particular that brought this memory back to you a year ago that made you think, that's a song?
Well, this has a sad element to it, but let's say I could maybe talk around the sad element. But in the music video is a child homemade Christmas sleigh with Santa in it. You see it in the video. And my son made that in kindergarten. And I still have it. It's in one piece. And I bring it out every Christmas. And I think seeing that, and I treasure it because My son is actually gone. And it's a wonderful reminder of him. It's a wonderful reminder of Christmas. It's very special to me. So I think I was also enshrining that.
And I'll put a link to the video down in the show notes with the other links that I share.
Okay.
Lizzie's Christmas Sleigh, much different than the previous single, Snow in San Francisco, but that's still part of your story.
Well, again, as you said, it's a true story, and I can't remember. It's 1976, five. I can't remember. It snowed quite a bit in San Francisco, and I lived on a hill, a different hill that I live on Telegraph Hill now, but I was on a different hill in the city, and people were skiing down and having lots of fun, and it wasn't quite Christmas time. It was just after, as I recall, but it felt like Christmas. So I called it Snow in San Francisco. And people were making snowmen, and it felt like Christmas more than Christmas had because the snow had come. So it's a stretch, but I think it's a good song. I like it.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
And I think it's a thing that anybody who has lived somewhere where
Yeah.
you get a snow, especially if,
Unseasonable snow. Yeah.
yeah, especially if it doesn't usually snow there,
Right.
there
And
is.
we found real footage from that snowstorm and we used it. I work with a great film editor and director, and he can find things out there that are wonderful and put them together. Eric Peltier, he's really quite wonderful.
And then this song, also
No,
much
or the
different.
one before.
Yeah,
The first
Snowman
one.
Moon.
Yes. I like that because it's got a little bit of a country to it, which makes no sense. Well, no, there's plenty of Christmas songs that are country.
Sure.
I don't know where it came out of me. Did I write it? Oh, I wrote it on the guitar and then I transferred it to the piano. But that does have also a basis in reality because I talk about going to a party and meeting somebody, having a romantic, magical romantic moment at Christmas time, and a man comes with a reindeer bow tie, which was my husband had one when I met him, and a big grin and taking me outside to see the snowman moon. I don't know. Yeah, I liked it. Going to a special party and you know something's going to happen, but you're not sure what. And then you get to the party and lo and behold, you have a magical moment and it's Christmas time.
That's a great time for magical
Yeah.
moments.
And that you believe. Yeah, and I called it the Christmas crime too. You have to listen to it to really get all the pieces of it. Because I was taken away. That was it. I'm taken away. By the snowman moon. There's something about, there's a theft in it. It's my heart. It gets stolen.
I know that you didn't quite get it finished this year, but you're working on a
Yes.
new. Anything, can you tell us anything about it?
Yes. I think I found a nice little idea, but I don't want to spill my idea. Let's
Okay.
see, how can I do it without? But I have, it's fun. And it's not, it's going to be a Christmas song because it's about packages
Okay.
and a gift. And it's, if you get what you really want, and if it's in the box, that's kind of what it
Okay.
is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I look forward to talking to you
Yeah,
about it
it'll
next
be
year
good. It'll be good.
when we can play it.
Yeah.
You have been busy this year. I know you've released several singles outside of Christmas. In fact, after Lizzie's Christmas Sleigh last year, I think around the beginning of the year, you released the song Coyote. What can you tell us about Coyote?
Well, before that were a couple others. What I have a album I'm working on, although It's been taking its time, even though the songs are finished, most of them for the greater part, because I have decided that I really want to do a video with each one. And to do a good video can take time. And maybe I'm not available, or the filmmaker isn't, or it takes some time, or whatever. It's been a little bit slow. But the first one in this new album was, I think, Waving at Trains was first.
Right.
Then Every Young Girl. Then While I Still Can. Then Coyote. And just recently, it's a remix of an old song, but it's new-ish. Next Time. So what's that? Five, I think.
Well, and
And
you also did a cover of Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice,
oh,
It's
I
All Right.
forgot that. Thank you very much.
Sure.
That's my only cover at this point. Yes, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. It's my very first cover, only cover. And I perform it as well. And that was a lot of fun to do. And I liked the video with that as well. Kind of used some AI filters. And right now, a new one, the video is being made. It's called Scoot Over Darling. It'll be the next one. And I have four others after that. And eventually, it'll be an album, but it won't be a CD. Will it just be called an album in name, or will I do a vinyl at the end? I don't know.
We'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see. But I'm very excited about the new materials that are coming out, and I work very hard with my band. I have a performance coming up, and we work very hard, and I love working with my band because I'm always changing songs that I've already written. I'll say, Liz, that chorus never stepped up enough, and I'll change. And so the performances are even better than the original, I think. Maybe sometimes the band says, I'm not so sure, Liz. I think it was pretty good the way it was. But most of the time, it's an improvement. And I'm so lucky. I just went for a walk today, and I was just thinking about how lucky I am with such great band members who've been with me for years. And we have a lot of fun together. And I think that chemistry makes a big difference. And they're fabulous musicians. My backup singer is the backup singer for Van Morrison. I mean, these are really good people. The drummer played with Santana. You know, they're all great. Hardy Hempel, Mark Levine, Joel Jaffe, my producer and the guitar player and sound engineer. Anyway, there are a lot of lot to be thankful for when you have people that like to deal with original music.
And one of the things that is so great about going to a live performance is when the artist does what you're talking about, that it's not the same. If I wanted the same, I could listen to I could
Right.
listen to the record or the CD or the
Uh-huh.
MP3 or whatever. I could do that at home. But being
Yeah.
there and being able to listen to the person who made that music and they have a new interpretation of it or just trying something different. That's always fun. And we've been talking about stories and memories, and that's a memory to be able to go and hear something that you otherwise never would have heard. No matter how big a fan you are of that artist, if all you've done is collect the music they've released, you miss out.
Yeah. So I don't duplicate everything. And thank you for saying that, Ken, because I appreciate that maybe people out there do appreciate that it sounds a little different than what they heard on the CD or whatever. And it's just wonderful to be able to work things out until you finally think you've got it right. I mean, I suppose I'll put a stamp on a song and say, okay, this is it. I'm finally done. I'm not going to rewrite it anymore. I probably irritate people by doing that. But actually, I feel really good when I've improved a song. And I have a lot of work. So I have lots of songs out there. So if I perform, it's certainly maybe not entirely different, but there's always different songs from the last time I performed.
Well, and the
And
other thing.
now I'm performing at a place that's just 3-4 blocks from my house.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's terrific. And, you know, if it's a song that you wrote 10 years ago, you're not the same person that you were 10 years ago. So it might mean something different, or maybe you want to add or subtract something that reflects who you are today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's another bonus of getting to go to a live show.
Yeah.
That you get that kind of thing.
Well, I'm honing my style. And in the beginning, I didn't know what I was doing. Well, so much. And now I have a little more idea of what I think my sound is. And so I might change the way it was recorded.
That's something to look forward to. I'll put a link down in the show notes too to more information about this upcoming
Okay,
gig in
great.
case anybody is going to be in the San Francisco area or people who are listening who are there now.
Please come.
Yeah. So Scoot Over, Darlin' is the next one.
Yes. We're working on it now. My friend and editor director, Eric Pelletier, is French, and he's in France now. He kind of lives here sometime and lives there. He's in France. He's going to put a little bit of a French spin on it, so I'm excited for that. I said, make it a little bit François Truffaut-ish, so we'll see. Scoot Over, Darling, yeah.
One of the things I really enjoy about your releases is every time there's a new one, there's already a video that comes out, like almost, I think on like the same day the song's released.
Yeah,
and
I always am releasing with a video now.
Yeah.
That's
and
it.
I
I'm
think
not going
that's
to release without a video.
and I think that's great. And
thank you.
Not necessarily every time, and I say that because I haven't checked, but many of the times on your YouTube channel with that video, there's, you know, a paragraph or two from you about where the song came from or what it means or something like that. And that's always great when an artist shares that kind of thing.
I used to think, oh God, I just want to get the music out. I don't want to do a video. But now I feel very creative about the videos and I am enjoying that. And I feel like it really goes with the song now. So I can't imagine actually putting a song out without a video.
I had mentioned before that I'd put a link to the video for Lizzie's Christmas Sleigh. What I think I'm going to do instead is put a link for your YouTube channel.
Perfect. That would be better. Yeah.
And then everybody listening who wants to can
they
click
can
on that
close
and
it.
You can pick and choose what you, and
yeah.
just go from one to the other. If you want to look
right.
at the Christmas videos, the Christmas themed videos, however you want to think of them, those are there. There are some performances. There are videos that go with the songs.
Lots of stuff.
There's lots of stuff, so you'll
I'm
want to
out
check
there.
That out.
Yeah.
Is there a? I apologize for asking this because I know you're still working on it, but is there an estimated date for the next single?
Oh, well, it takes about 6 weeks to line it up, I think. So I would say 8 weeks, 2 months.
Okay. Okay. So early in 2026, we should see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really know how long it takes, but that's what I guess. I just found out that Eric is working on it. So it'll be put on the line pretty soon.
Okay. Terrific. It's always nice to have new music
Yeah.
to look forward to.
Thank you.
And new Christmas music, because we know there's another single
I know
coming next
that's
year.
coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
Around the bend.
Yeah. And it's crazy to say, but it'll be here before you know it.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the best way for people to keep up with you? Social media, your website?
Well, I am on Facebook. I'm not a big Facebook person, however. I shouldn't say that, should
You can say that.
I? Okay, I'm on, let's see, does my facebook.com/LizKennedyMusic.
Okay. And I'll put that down in the show notes too.
And, but mostly just YouTube and watching the videos
Okay.
with the songs.
Okay. I'll make sure to have those links down there to share.
I don't
Okay.
like doing it.
Okay.
I prefer sitting and writing. I'm working on two new songs right now. Three, actually.
Are those for, you don't know. I was going to say, are those for the same album that these others are, or
Probably not. Probably
yeah.
the next album.
Okay. Nice. So
Yeah.
there's lots of new stuff to look
Oh,
forward to.
I'm always right. Always.
Well, terrific.
That's how I
It
stay sane.
has been so much fun catching up with you, Liz,
It's
and
great to
talking about
always
all this
great to
stuff.
see you, Ken. Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you
you
so
for
much.
bringing Christmas into my life.
That might be one of the nicest things anybody ever said to me.
Yeah. Really. I think you're at the bottom of all my Christmas songwriting.
I won't let that go to my head, but I'm
Okay.
very grateful.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for listening, helping us share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes too. So you can click on that, find your favorite, and then click on over and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.